Good morning, good morning, good morning. Hello, how are you? Well, oh my goodness me. I am absolutely fine, although it is going back to work day today, and it is going back to school day for children. Always good though, because it's always better that you're at school learning things, don't you think? I do. So, do you want another fun fact to be able to wow your teachers with? Well, now, later we will be giving you another fun fact. Yes, so exciting. However, what did you do yesterday? Did you do anything exciting? Did you go out or did you stay in? Was it raining or snowing or freezing cold where you were? Or was it similar to what it was like here and it was nice and sunny? Oh, I didn't really go out though. I just kind of stayed in and I knit because I've still got lots and lots of people that I'm doing knitting for. Oh, never mind. So I have put on my Facebook page some of our plants that we're growing. I've put on there peas and broad beans and runner beans, because they are huge. Even though they've only been planted for a couple of weeks, they are absolutely huge, especially the runner beans. They're in my kitchen and they have literally taken over my kitchen. They are just huge. So I think they're definitely going to be producing little runner beans. I'm so excited. So, yesterday's riddle. Did anyone get it? Oh, yes, they did. So the riddle was, if you've got me, you want to share me. If you share me, you haven't kept me. What am I? Ooh, well, Lucy, you managed to get there first with the answer, and it was a secret. Of course it was. If you keep me, or if you share me, I've lost it now. If you have got me, you do want to share it, don't you? Do you want to tell everybody what your secret is? But if you do share it, then you haven't kept it. I don't know. So today's riddle is a bit of a, conundrum, a bit of a riddly number, nightmare. So the day before yesterday, I was 21, and next year I will be 24. When is my birthday? So can you work out when the birthday is by those two? So the day before yesterday I was 21, and the next year I will be 24. So by those two pieces of information, can you work out when the birthday is? And possibly what date it is on the day that they're saying that. So, hope you can. Because I read it and my head exploded. It was just like, no, I don't want to think about numbers. Anyway, I've looked at my birthday book and I don't have any birthdays. It's empty until next month. So the beginning of April is when the first birthday is in it. So if you do have a birthday before the first week of April, then let me know. Now is the time to let me know, because I can put it into my birthday book and wish you happy birthday when it is your day. So Penny's mummy shared a video with me of the moment that I said happy birthday to Penny, and it made my day. It was so lovely watching her reaction, and that is the reason that I do what I do, because of that reaction. She was so amazed and so happy. So yes, if you've got any birthdays coming up, then please let me know so that I can do the same for you. Right, a fun fact. Ready for you to take to school and amaze your teachers. Okay. So which of these might determine how much you sweat? So as always, there are four different answers, four options. A, the type of earwax you have. B, how many toes you have. Ooh. C, whether you have belly button fluff. Or D, the exact colour of your armpits. Now, out of all four of those, none of them sound particularly feasible, do they? However, I am going to guess. I don't know the answer until I finish the whole thing. So I am going to guess D, the exact colour of your armpits, because it sounds more logical than any of the others. So you guess which one you think. And then when we finished, we'll find out whether we were right. So you might be surprised to hear that the average adult sweats around half a litre a day. Wowzers. That's enough juicy sweat to fill a small water bottle. That's gross. I'm sorry. Yeah. In fact, if your big sister went for a run on a hot day, she could probably produce up to 1 litre of the stuff every hour. Wowzers. That's a jolly lot of sweat. Fancy giving her a good old sniff under the armpits when she comes home for tea? Well, probably not. But actually, fresh sweat doesn't smell. In fact, you could wipe the sweat from her 2.6 million sweat glands all over your face quite happily. Or even someone else's face. But please ask them first. That would be a good idea. You see, it's not the sweat itself, but the bacteria that live on your skin that can cause us to get a bit stinky. These bacteria feed on sweat, slowly breaking it down into smelly chemicals that can be detected by our noses and other people's noses. Interestingly, the bacteria that are the most revolting stink producers grow best on man-made polyester clothes, but not so well on natural fibres like cotton. So if you want to avoid being a little pongy after football practice, stick to cotton t-shirts and chuck them in the washing machine and chuck yourself in the shower soon after exercising. Some people also like to wear a deodorant to neutralise the smell and an antiperspirant to reduce the amount of sweat they produce in the first place. But what most people don't know is that not everyone actually sweats the same amount. In fact, there's a whole load of pong-free people out there who hardly sweat at all and who have been wearing deodorant for years for no reason at all. The amount we sweat is controlled at least in part by a particular gene. A gene, that's G-E-N-E, is a set of instructions that is found in the cells of our body, and it tells the body what to do. So this particular gene doesn't just affect how much sweat ends up on our skin, but also how much sweat ends up in all sorts of other places, including inside our ears. Here, our sweat combines with dead skin cells and other chemicals, forming, wait for it, earwax. Now, most people from Europe and Africa have a version of this sweating gene that makes them produce lots of sweat. So they end up with sweaty skin and sticky golden brown earwax, which is handy as it sticks nicely to wherever you decide to hide it after a good ear pick. But about 2% of people from Europe and Africa have a different version of the gene, meaning they produce less sweat and their earwax ends up grey and dry and flaky. Interestingly, whilst this low sweating, dry, earwaxy version of the gene is quite rare in Europeans and Africans, it is far more common in people from East Asia. So, I was wrong. The answer is A. The type of earwax you have might determine how much you sweat. Did anybody get it right? Studies suggest that many dry, earwaxy type people have no idea that they don't sweat very much, as they've been wearing deodorant for so long. They probably just think their deodorant works very well. They may, however, have noticed their flaky earwax. So, before your big sister buys her next expensive deodorant, tell her that she should probably check her earwax type. She might think you're a bit mad, but tell her if it's dry and flaky, she needn't bother with the deodorant, as she probably doesn't sweat enough to need it. And then give her a big armpity hug. So you might be interested to know that there's an animal that finds a rather interesting use for its sweat. Well, we will find that out tomorrow. So, tomorrow, that's the fun fact for tomorrow. But today we found out what affects, or what could affect, how much you sweat. Wow, that's just amazing, isn't it? I did not get that right. So did any of you get it right? Did you now? Now, did you, or are you telling me porcupines? Anyway, oh dear me, I am going to read the next chapter in Mrs. Pepperpot's stories. So, it's called Mrs. Pepperpot and the Mechanical Doll. Oh, get yourself comfy. Are you all comfy? Good, then we'll begin. It was 2 days before Christmas. Mrs. Pepperpot hummed and sang as she trotted round her kitchen. She was so pleased to be finished with all her Christmas decorations and preparations. The sausages were made, and now all she had to do was brew herself a cup of coffee and sit down for a little rest. "How lovely that Christmas is here," she said. "Then every everybody's happy, especially the children. That's the best of all, to see them happy and well. Well, the old woman was almost like a child herself because of this knack she had of suddenly shrinking to the size of a pepper pot. She was thinking about all of this while she was making her coffee, and she had just poured it into the cup when there was a knock at the door. "Come in," she said, and in came a little girl who was, oh, so pale and thin. "Poor child, wherever do you live? I'm sure I've never seen you before," said Mrs. Pepper Pot. "I'm Hannah. I live in the little cottage at the edge of the forest," said the child, "and I'm just going round to all the houses to ask if anyone has any old Christmas decorations left over from last year, glitter or paper chains or glass balls or anything, you know. Have you got anything you don't need?" "I expect so, Hannah," answered Mrs. Pepper Pot, and went up into the attic to fetch the cardboard box with all the decorations. She gave it to the little girl. "How lovely! Can I really have all that?" "You can," said Mrs. Pepper Pot, "and you shall have something else as well. Tomorrow I will bring you a big doll." "I don't believe that," said Hannah. "Why not? You haven't got a big doll." "Well, that's simple. I'll buy one," said Mrs. Pepper Pot. "I'll bring it over tomorrow afternoon, but I must be home by 6 o'clock because it's Christmas Eve." "How wonderful if you can come tomorrow afternoon. I shall be all alone. Father and mother both go out to work, you see, and they don't get back until the church bells have rung." So the little girl went home, and Mrs. Pepper Pot went down to the toy shop and bought a big doll. But when she awoke up the next morning, there she was, once more no bigger than a pepper pot. "Oh, how provoking," she said to herself, "on this day of all days, when I have to take the doll to Hannah. Never mind, I expect I'll manage." After she had dressed, she managed to pick up the doll, but it was much too heavy for her to lift. "Oh, I'll have to go without it," she thought, and opened the door to set off. But oh dear, it had been snowing hard all night, and the little old woman soon sank deep in the snowdrifts. The cat was sitting in front of the house when she saw something moving in the snow, and she thought it was a mouse and jumped on it. "Hey, stop!" shouted Mrs. Pepper Pot. "Keep your claws to yourself. Can't you see it's just me shrunk again?" "Oh, I beg your pardon," said the cat, and started walking away. "Wait a minute," said Mrs. Pepper Pot. "To make up for your mistake, you can give me a ride down to the main road." The cat was quite willing, so she lay down and let the old woman climb on her back. When they got to the main road, the cat stopped. "Can you hear anything?" asked Mrs. Pepper Pot. "Yes, I think it's the snow plough," said the cat. "So we'll have to get out of the way or we'll be buried in snow." "I don't want to get out of the way," said Mrs. Pepper Pot, and she sat down in the middle of the road and waited until the snowplough was right in front of her. Then she jumped up and landed smack on the front tip of the plough. Excuse me. There she sat, clinging on for dear life and enjoying herself hugely. "Look at me, the little old woman driving the snowplough," she laughed. When the snowplough had almost reached the door of Hannah's little cottage, she climbed onto the edge nearest the side of the road, and before you could say, "Jack Robinson," she had landed safely on the great mound of snow thrown up by the plough. From there, she could walk right across Hannah's hedge, slide down the other side. She was shaking the snow off her clothes on the doorstep when Hannah came out and picked her up. "Are you one of those mechanical dolls that you wind up?" asked Hannah. "No," said Mrs. Pepper Pot. "I am a woman who can wind myself up, thank you very much. Help me brush off all the snow, and then let's go inside." "Are you perhaps the old woman who shrinks to the size of a pepper pot?" "Of course I am, silly." "Where's the doll you were going to bring me?" asked Hannah when they got inside. "I've got it at home. You'll have to go back with me and fetch it. It's too heavy for me." "Well, shouldn't you have something to eat now that you've come to see me? Would you like a biscuit?" And the little girl held out a biscuit in the shape of a ring. "Thank you very much," said Mrs. Pepper Pot, and popped her head through the biscuit ring. Oh, how the little girl laughed. "I quite forgot you were so small," she said. "Let me break it into little pieces so that you can eat it." And then she fetched a thimble and filled it with fruit juice. "Have a drink," she said. "Thank you," said Mrs. Pepper Pot. After that, they played a lot of good games. Ride a cock horse with Mrs. Pepper Pot sitting on Hannah's knee, and hide and seek. But the little girl had an awful time trying to find Mrs. Pepper Pot. She hid in such awkward places. When they were finished playing, Hannah put on her coat, and with Mrs. Pepper Pot in her pocket, she went off to fetch her beautiful big doll. "Oh, thank you," she exclaimed when she saw it. "But do you know," she added, "I would really rather have you to play with all the time." "Well, you can come and see me as often as you like," said Mrs. Pepper Pot. "I'm often as small as a pepper pot, and then it's nice to have a little help around the house. And of course we can play games as well." So now the little girl often spends her time with Mrs. Pepper Pot. She looks ever so much better, and they often talk about the day Mrs. Pepper Pot arrived on the snowplough and about the doll she gave Hannah. Well, that was very nice of her, wasn't it? Which is what Christmas is all about. If somebody doesn't have something, then share what you've got with them. Because that is just kindness. Now, what day is it today? Apart from being Monday and apart from being the 20th of March. Well, today, oh my goodness, there's quite a few good ones today. It is the International Day of Happiness. So there is no excuse. You have to be happy today. I'm sorry, but, you know, there is nowhere in this day that there is room for sadness and frowning. You have to be happy and smiling all day. Sorry. It's also, and this has got to be one of my favourites, World Storytelling Day. Well, we've definitely read a story, haven't we? And we will be reading one later on, because we'll be reading the next chapter of The Secret Seven. So who have you got to read stories to? Read them to your parents. Swap roles for a little bit and read a story to your parents. How lovely would that be? National Ravioli Day. Not a big fan of ravioli, but I know some people really like it. And also National Macaron Day. Don't like those either, so I'm all right. I just don't eat today. It's National Kiss Your Fiancé Day. So if you are, any of you out there, are engaged to be married, That's right, engaged to be married. Today is the day to kiss your fiancé. That's the person that you're going to marry. And if you're not already engaged to be married, today is also National Proposal Day. So, go out and ask somebody if they'll marry you. And then you can kiss them because they'll be your fiancé. How amazing is that? And I don't know whether any of you have seen or read Harry Potter, but it is Hufflepuff Pride Day today. So it's proud to be a Hufflepuff. Oh dear. But the last one is the best one. And it is National Snowman Burning Day today. So if you're fed up with it being winter and you're fed up with it being snowy and cold, today is the day that is set aside to burn snowmen. And if you burn them, apparently it's meant to signify the end of winter and the fact that spring is coming. Wowzers! Oh my goodness me. So next week, I believe, I think it's the 26th, is the day that the clocks go forward, which means that it's the beginning of spring. So you'll be burning your snowman around the right time. So I think that's perfect. So if you have got any snow, build a snowman and burn it. Sounds awful, doesn't it? Don't know whether I'd like that. Poor snowmen. Anyway, there you go. Those are the days. If you have, or make sure you have, the best day today, make sure that you go and tell people stories. Make sure you are happy. And don't forget to burn those snowmen. Anyway, you all have the best day and make sure that you take care and stay safe. And I will see you all again. Same time, same place tomorrow. Bye for now.